cushion is that I walked in extremely tired, but I said it was good tired. We had a great women's conference Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, and on it went. One confession, one proclamation, one after the other, encouraging God's people, specifically the women over this weekend, to persevere, regardless where we're at. Hallelujah. To continue to move forward. Glory to God. back, Sarah, specifically you, just for this song. Can you dim all the lights in the house? During our women's conference, we used this song. This background was inspired by an image that Gina saw, and she replicated it so beautifully and so eloquently. But I want you to take a note of the clouds. Yesterday they were actually lit. So from the midst of the cloud, there was light that came forth. And there's so many analogies that you can use, you know, God speaking to his people, the cloud coming down over the tabernacle. Sometimes we think of clouds as something negative. But the truth is that unless the clouds come, the rain won't come either. And we need water. We need water to live. We need water for plants. We need water for growth. Hallelujah. We need the roots to go down deep. And they go deep. As the water even falls, it's sucked in by the ground. The blessings of God are also an analogy, if you will, that come from a horizon. You can see it. In the days of Elijah, there was a curse on the land, right? They wanted the water. They wanted the clouds. And it wasn't only until the prophet said, it's going to come. He said, I don't see it. Keep looking. I don't see it. Keep looking. And eventually the cloud came and the rain, a form of blessing, fell on the ground. Well, likewise, Father, we seek your face this morning, Lord. That you would remind us, Lord, that you think about us. And at night when we were asleep and maybe dreaming, maybe tossing and turning, your word says that you are attentive to us, that we can speak to you in the middle of the night, and we do not awaken you, for you do not sleep and you do not slumber. Your word says that you constantly think of me, and that you sing over me, and that you have good thoughts for me, and the desires for my life is that I will get to know you and enjoy you forever. Indeed, Father, that's our desire this morning. Remind us of the many blessings that you have put over us, in us, Lord, even saved us from our own mess and sin. Let your name be glorified, O God, in this house. To swear. up and speak about, you name it, fear, doubt, insecurities, you know, whatever. Things that plague everyone, men, women, children. But as they began to speak them out, they had to leave it behind, confessing that they were going to wait on God for a breakthrough. You know, women like to demonstrate things. So we began to run through this long line as many were trying to hold us back that we would not be able to reach our breakthrough and our destination where God would meet us. But one by one, everyone broke through, hallelujah, until they reached the end. I think for me, one of the saddest parts where I became emotional is that the lies that were coming forth was the same ones over and over. No one invented anything new. No one came up with anything surprising that would be like, I never heard of that before. You struggle with that? No, it's the same thing. It's fear. It's doubt. It's, I don't think I'm good enough. I don't think God can use me. I can't forget my past. Could he use me? Over and over again, the lies of the enemy. But victory was in the house yesterday. Hallelujah. And the amazing thing is that it's with us all the time. All we have to do is call upon the name of the Lord. You go to the next song. Hallelujah. Every time we call upon the name of the Lord, that's an opportunity for victory. Sarah, you can raise up the lights. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Victory belongs to us. We know that we are called to worship God. Hallelujah. In the good times, in the bad times.